Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with verses 1 and 2, and Dr. Bloom was starting with the invitation. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We're to love. As God loves us, we are to have this in us, the aged men to be sober, to be grave, to be temperate, be sound in faith and in charity. What about charity? Charity is from that Greek word agape, and we find it here, you know, a lot of times it uses the verb form, agapio, and it is interesting that the word charity is used. The word love is thrown around so loosely, and many times I've heard folks, we're just going to love on them, you know, and all that. They're just talking about being nice to them at church. No. Love carries these things out that are here in verse 2. The aged men, we all have that responsibility, but the aged men, we're such an example. And so, trials are going to come. Great trials are going to come, especially the older you get. Now, people in the church are talking about it. You're going through those things, and people are talking about it. There will be false accusations. Look, if you're going to be a preacher, and if you're going to live for God, really, and have a witness, you're going to have false accusations, and they're going to come from Christians. You're going to be slandered. Look, it'll go be so bad on some that they just don't go back to the same church. God didn't tell you to quit. God doesn't call you to quit. But, you know, men that could have helped said have quelled the moving of the work and the excellent thing that's going on in a young man's life because a lack of agape, not found, and that word agape is not found in the classical Greek, but only in religion, as it is a translation, translated charity. It was something, now they use it for that. Don't think, but in religion they use it about their gods, and Christians started using that word agape, agapeo, in those things. So, as it is here. And there are times of love is benevolent. Love that does for others, not always what they want, but what they need. Yes, God's love is benevolent. His love that saved us, for we could not save ourselves, that is a benevolent love that would pay the penalty for our sin. That is the love that He has for us. And He loves us more than we could even love ourselves. And oh, that happens so much. Therefore, sound in charity fulfills the command that makes us more godly, godlike in how we live. A godly man. And the final thing for men we see there is patience in verse 2. It is a Greek word meaning to, okay, listen to this, men, to endure despite circumstances or uncomfortable bad things. You just keep on keeping on. You don't like it, keep on keeping on. Somebody said something to you, keep on. Somebody did something to you, keep on keeping on. Somebody sold you a car in the church, and that thing's just a junk, and didn't tell you about all the troubles. Keep on keeping on. This one does not turn to the flesh. He just does not succumb under trial to those fleshly things of anger and hate and gossip and so forth, because he surrendered to the faith regardless of family, friends, or even the job. I tell young couples come in to me for premarital counseling, you're saying for better or for worse, rich or poor, sickness and health. That's not multiple choice. It's all inclusive. And worse can be, he cheats on you, she cheats on you. They're messy. They're this or that. You know, you got to move every month to beat the rent and all this other stuff. Just bad things. But he said, to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. So all those bad things, you're giving your word, whether they keep their word or not, you're giving your word. But if you're giving your word to God, because God will always keep his word, well, you keep your word too. Don't let people be the reason that you leave. Man has a relationship with another woman. That other woman becomes the reason he left, in a sense, but it's also his mind. He didn't love his wife as he should. So again, endure sound doctrine. The local church needs men in the pew who actually endure, sound in the faith, standing on the solid doctrine of God's unchanging word. Verse 2 is describing the kind of men that are vital to a good local church, but good church and good home, and for this country. We need it in good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching and teaching churches, practicing this on a daily basis in their lives. Church is about the Lord Jesus Christ, not as pastor, but a Bible preaching and teaching pastor. He needs men who will be the men of verse 2, who take an uncompromised stand on the Word of God in their daily life and service for God. Will you be that man? The first, I must say that you can't be that man until first you know that Christ is your Savior. So the first thing is, do you know that if you died today, that heaven's your home? If not, I want you to know that Christ died for you. He was buried. He rose from the dead. He gave his life for you. He paid your penalty. You see, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. You're not measured next to me, and I'm not measured next to you. We're measured next to Jesus Christ. We all fall short of him, for he was the sinless Son of God. The wages of sin, didn't say the wages of big sin, oh, just really bad sin. No, it said for the wages of sin. Adam and Eve got the sentence of death for them for taking a piece of fruit they were told not to eat of. Like telling a kid, if you take that piece of candy for lunch, I'm going to kill you. Well, you're taking that piece of candy. Like Adam and Eve, you're taking that fruit. They didn't kill anybody or murder anybody, except that they killed all their progeny afterwards. They would be born with a dead spirit, and they would all need a Savior. Jesus came as a Savior, but keeping us in his free will is a spirit. We can choose it or reject it. The wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And that is for you if you don't receive him as your Lord and Savior. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from your sin. That means you'll also be saved from your sin's consequence. You see, that sin's so great in my life, I don't think I could ever stop. No, you can't. But God can take it from you. Lean on Him. Seek His help. Seek His power to take the sin from you. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not your righteousness, the righteousness of Christ. That'll make you accepted, Ephesians 1:6, unto the beloved. And when you are for God, if Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, you'll be His. But now understand, receiving Him as Savior means you're asking Him to forgive you of your sins, to come in your heart and life and save you. And you're going to give Him your heart. Now in a moment, I'm going to pray a prayer to receive Christ as Savior. If you've not received Him, I want you to pray with me, meaning it from your heart. If you don't mean it from your heart, it's only words. But on the other hand, before I do that, there are men out there, the aged men in the church. A lot of these things I've covered on verse 2 applies to you. And it's not in your life. You want America to change? Why don't you change first? Why don't you change first? As I prayed this prayer for lost souls to be saved, for a lost soul to receive Christ as their Savior right now, would you at least, as a Christian, pray that somebody will hear this and receive Christ as well? And will you, while you're doing that, ask God to help you to be the man, if you are a man, that's a verse 2? I hope that you will. Precious Father, I'm going to give your plan of salvation. It's not mine, it's yours. So, Father, I pray if there's one listening now, that they would receive you as their Lord and Savior. So right now, my friend, if you're out there, you have not received Christ as your Savior, then pray this prayer. Mean it from your heart. It is a life commitment as strong as marriage is a life commitment. This is a life commitment. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later, He rose up bodily from the grave. I believe He is coming again. So I right now receive Jesus Christ into my heart, into my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Come into my life and make me what you want me to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We would want to hear about that. We want to rejoice with you. And we can get in touch with you, too, to show you some more things that you can do as a Christian. Well, thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. So, my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.